Welcome and thank you for visiting us for today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis. For more information regarding our ministry, please stay tuned until after the following message. Every eye will see Jesus, oh God, great and mighty to be praised. Last December, Billy and I were in conference revival in Kigali, Rwanda. We were ministering over there in Kigali, and the building was pretty well full. And after I was through preaching, I began to walk down the aisle and give some words to people like I do sometimes. And I walked by this one man. He was sort of skinny, frail, in a suit, sitting there to the right with his head down. And I walked by and the Lord said, "Say this." So I turned to him and said, "You don't have any faith. You don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. You don't have any problem. All you need is faith in God, Son of God." And when I said that, that man broke and started crying under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And what I'm going to say is this. That one soul was worth all the money and all the abrasive traveling that we endured. To me, he was worth it. But I think about people that's been saved and now they're gone, that they died. And I shudder to think, what would happen if I would have disobeyed? "Well, devil, I'm not going to disobey, so just shut up." Amen. So it is with you. You can obey or disobey. How many choose to obey what the Lord says? He knows best. There's no better place to be on God's green earth than in the will of God. Praise God. And so maybe a little bit more about that later. But let's go to John 3, and I want to start in verse 14 this morning. Praise the Lord. "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Can I have the amen? Everybody's a believer in here, right? Thank God. But now the 16th verse, everyone knows this verse, even if they don't go to church, not even a believer, a Christian, they all heard this verse. Read it with me. Ready? Go. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Praise God. That means life from now on, no end to it, in the glory of God in heaven. Praise God. And all that God has created for you and me is free. You can't beat that deal. So what I want to start out to say this morning is, you know, we can give without loving, but we cannot love without giving. Everything we do needs to be on the foundation of God's love. I know we fail sometimes, but a lot of times we don't. God wants us to always operate in love, His love. Amen. God proved his love toward us. See? Don't say God didn't love you. No, he proved he did. Will you accept God the way he is? He loves you even though you turn away. He still loves. In Matthew 22 and verse 37, so God gave. Everybody say God gave. He manifests his love to people that didn't want him by giving. And to repeat, we cannot love without giving. Amen. Everyone wants to be self-centered and receiving all the time. But I have learned, and I am learning, that if we will give, God will allow us to receive, and we don't have to worry about it. In Matthew 22:37 this morning, praise the Lord. Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind." Another scripture says, "and all thy strength." We watched one worship God in that way today. The physical God involved into this thing. Amen. Now, should I want to think if everyone that comes to church would get into the worship mode like that, they would call us all holy rollers indeed. But you can call me whatever you want, whatever you like, but after it's all done, you can call me gone. Glory to God. And so we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart. That is it. That's what's wrong with the world today. They don't have the love of God. They're lost away from God. They can come to God if they will come the Lord's way. Now in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16, praise the Lord. You know, it's good to have a fresh start sometimes. It's good to have a fresh start. We all need a fresh start sometimes. The good thing about serving God, you can start over. Amen. It's okay. The main thing is you start. Now, I believe in the jump start. How many has ever jump started an automobile with some jumper cables, Mike? Anybody with jumper cables and start, kind of jump start that dead battery? Hallelujah. So sometimes we need a jump start. So you got to get around somebody that's got some fire. Praise God. Now, 1 John 4:16 says, "We have known and believed the love of God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God is in him." That's the way we know. That's the way we know that we're in God and God's in us is because his love dwells inside. Now, I'll admit I haven't achieved the kind of love that Christ had when he was on the cross. He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." I'm not there. But I do have the love of God. Amen. Now, verse 19 says in the same chapter, we love him because he first loved us. Now, here's the thing about the Lord. We were not lovable. Evil. And God cannot look at evil. He hates sin, hates evil, hates iniquity. But yet, he loved us in spite of our condition. Now, those of us that are born again today and we have a new condition, we certainly love him because he first loved us in our evil condition. Amen. And so we keep that great commandment. We love God with all of our heart, don't we? Amen. That's required, and that's a natural thing. If the Holy Spirit lives inside, amen. Praise God. Now, when we go to Romans chapter 5 and verse 5 this morning, I think sometimes when I'm talking with folks, I wonder to myself, what God are you serving? Because it seems to me the God that you're serving is too small for me. God has no limits. Everything becomes possible with God, but it seems impossible. So God specializes in making the impossible possible. Never the other way. Praise God. Now hope, verse 5, makes not ashamed. How many have the assurance of the blessed hope of the church? Praise God. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, if a person is not born again, they do not have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has charge of them, even though they're sons of Adam and not sons of God. Those of us that have committed our lives to Christ today without any reservations, the blood has been applied to our life. We're covered with the blood. We're washed with the blood, which makes us think of the communion service. Because of that fact, now the Holy Spirit can legally come inside and dwell our hearts, making us sons and daughters of God for all eternity. Can I have an amen from somebody? The devil has no victory, nothing to say. There isn't anything that Satan can bring up to accuse us with. So he's lying to God to start with. Praise God, hallelujah. Verse 6 says, for when you were yet without strength, that means when we're not saved, in due time Christ died for the church people. What's it say? Christ died for the ungodly. The worst of the worst. Tell me God doesn't love people? He does. And it's very long suffering. But it seems to me the way the world's getting, it's just about to switch to another deal here. So I'm not bailing out of this thing, praise God. No place to go, no other God. So here we are. Amen. Be glad you're not serving Allah. Amen. Appreciate the blessings of the Lord. And make us rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Amen. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some should even dare to die. Now let's think about this a minute, folks. And I was teaching on this maybe a year ago. God has already reconciled to the human race, even though they're not saved. So when Adam sinned way back 6,000 years ago, he turned away from God, and God had to turn away from Adam. Had to. Oh, he made a way for him to be spared, but you know, the communion fellowship wasn't there like God wanted it to be. But when Christ came, because of the finished work of Calvary, now the Father God turns back to the human race through the Son. The only equation that's left is that humans need to repent and turn back to God through the Savior. No other way to be saved. Could have an amen for somebody. So God has already reconciled to the human race through the cross, and that alone. That's the reason it's the only way to be saved. There is no other way. Who would want to try another way? Man cannot save himself. So then, to repeat, man must choose to accept God's offer. That's one of the things that we do when we go somewhere. We give people an opportunity to accept God's offer, maybe in a different way. Maybe with a different appeal. Maybe with a different method. But it's still the gospel. The end result should be the same. God only imparts life eternal through the death of His Son. So if a person really becomes a child of God, they accept the death of Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto Me. See, if I be lifted up meant, Jesus speaking there, if I be lifted up on the cross between heaven and earth, I will draw all men unto Me. But it's up to men and women to accept the drawing. And if they don't, they will not be saved. How many are glad this morning? Hey, we don't have to figure it all out. Just know this, I accepted. I accepted. Praise God. I didn't just accept a formula or a religious program or lighting some candle or, you know, or being baptized three times down, upside down, right side up, backwards, forwards, and everything else. No, I accepted Him, Jesus. He's the subject. Praise God. Now, drop down to verse 11, that same book there, please, chapter 5 of Romans. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Praise God. That word atonement, I like to break it down to hyphenate, at one-ment, at one with God. I wish I could get in the spirit. You already are at one with God. How can I realize it? The Holy Spirit begins to bear witness to the truth in your life, in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind. The Word of God confirms and on and on. And after a while, it's a knowing. See? It takes a little while to figure this out. But we have joy in God through our Lord Jesus. There is no other joy that means anything. We have received that atonement. The atonement was bought and paid for on the cross. Christ appeased the wrath of God that was on us. Praise God. He was the only one that could do it because He didn't have any sin. None, zilch. I was listening to a preacher on the radio and he says, well, we were on all points tempted like Jesus. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Don't imply that we were tempted like Jesus. Because He was God. And He was tempted to use His God powers and destroy the whole world. He could have. So we'll never be tempted like Jesus, even though He was tempted like us, minus sin. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? We've received the atonement, thank God. So here's the deal. Christ's life for ours. One righteous for an entire race of evil ones. That's how valuable. Do you put value on the life of the Lord Jesus? He is the best that God had. And He came for one reason. To be our substitute. To appease the wrath of God that was against us. That's why He came. He didn't come to teach parables, do miracles. That was all a byproduct of His ministry. He came for one reason, to do the will of God. In the volume of the book it is written, I come to do Thy will, O God. A body Thou hast prepared me. Dear God. And He came. And His own received Him not. They had their own way. Now all went to hell. They rejected Him. But, the Bible goes on to say in 1 John, but as many as have received Him, to them give He the power to become the sons of God. That means I'm going to judge Satan, fallen angels, and all demons. How many is with me? What? No, you're not. You should judge angels. When are we going to realize we're the boss? And even though we live in the world, we have problems, and this flesh gives us temptation sometimes. And by the way, God doesn't tempt you. He'll test us. He'll prove us to see. He already knows. We need to know that we can come through the fire and come through the test and still shout the victory. God already knows. God never tempts us with temptation, but He will test us. Now listen, if we fail the test, then Satan can come with the temptation of our natural man. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Don't blame God for a temptation. He doesn't do it. The devil tempts us through the works of the flesh, the sin nature, this and that. It never has to go that far. Never. That means we can go without sinning from this day forward, the rest of our life. Will we make it? I hope so. But God has provisions in case we don't make it. All right? He's bringing us through trials and tests sometimes to prove us, so that we will know who we are in Christ. When we'll understand the greater one's in us and we cannot be defeated. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. Christ is the hope of glory that's inside of us. And I want to remind the devil this morning, every curse is broken at Calvary. I want to remind that devil, he cannot cross the bloodline. Glory to God. So Jesus came, His life for ours. Jesus came to be our substitute. Christ's life for our life. Say it with me. Christ's life for our life. Now, He had to freely give up His life. Nobody killed Him. He said, I have power to lay down my life and power to take it up again. This commandment I received from the Father. Nobody killed Jesus. He died of His own accord. He gave up the ghost by an act of His own will. Praise God. Because you and I and millions of people's souls and their eternal destiny was on His mind. God knew you and me before He ever created time. No wonder John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Well, has God taken away the sin of the world? Yes. The only way to be a recipient of that is receive Christ as Savior and Lord. If sinners do not, their sin remains. It's their choice. All right. I hope they choose right. Because, listen, the power of life and death is not only in your tongue, but in your choice. Your choice. The expression of free will. There's power when you exercise that attribute and characteristics that's in you and me. There's power. God backs it up when we choose correctly. But if we don't, Satan moves in for the kill. So there's a war going on in the heavenlies, in the atmosphere. And we can feel that, can't we, sometimes? So God help us to make the right decisions, because there's a lot of people's souls in the balance. Your family, your kids, your grandkids, your church, the ministry, people all over the place are looking at you. See how you handle problems and stress. Are you going to cave in like the world? Or are you going to rise up and be strong in the Lord? The choice is yours. I remember when my dad passed away back in 1995, we were out here at the little church. Remember that, Barry? I think you were coming then. You might have been fishing, I'm not sure. But he died. And I did not feel like preaching that next Sunday because you know how it feels when you lose somebody like that? Anybody know? It's tough. It's hard. But I said, no, I'm not going to let the devil win. And Sunday morning, I preached the gospel again. You see, we can't let the devil win. Now, stupid devil always confirms the will of God. All hell's been breaking loose the last few weeks. We're getting ready to leave. Monty, he's getting sleep every night. And me, yesterday I chipped my tooth right here. I knew it was going to happen 1 month, but I thought, why yesterday? There's no time to get it repaired. I'm going to wind up overseas with a big toothache. That's a miserable thing to have happen. But God give me favor with the dentist. He says, well, we'll get you in Monday morning at 8 o'clock. I said, praise God. That's the last thing that's going to happen. Now we're in the clear, Monty. Praise God. So, you know. But it's just been one thing after the other. And I was going to get up. It's got to the point where I was going to get up on my barn and oil the whirligig things. What do you call those? You run around, you know. I'm going to get some oil up there and get up there and conk all the screws that are leaking. And Treba says, please don't do that. Don't do it. No. So I didn't. Praise God. But when I get back from Africa, by the grace of God, she'll get up there and do it for me. Praise God. All right. Just, I don't want to go into detail, but you know. God's good to us anyway. So then, God provides a sacrifice. Everybody says sacrifice. Now, we don't sacrifice Christ afresh in communion service. He was sacrificed once for all. In Galatians 3:13, praise the Lord. You know, this church here, the people that are regulars here, you're stronger than you think. Don't let Satan lie to you. Oh, you're not going to make it. You're stronger than you think. If God's for you, who can be against you? Amen. Nobody. Amen. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Galatians 3:13, the Bible says, man, I'm going to a place that got maybe one piece of paper, and they cling on to that piece of paper because it's part of the Word of God. I was talking to Fred. We're going to go to Ndola, Zambia. Never been there before. He said, what's the exact time? I told him the exact day, the exact time, the air, the flight number and everything. He said, we'll be there, Dad, waiting for you. He will be. What's going to happen after that? I'll tell you. All heaven's going to break loose. Now I'll be thinking about you all back here licking your wounds. When are you going to grow up? Poor me. Seth was having a poor me day yesterday. He said, the push mower won't start. You got to make that push mower last till you get some money to get a rider. A snapper, please. Because you can't tip it over, maybe. But he said, the lawnmower, say it's been something a long time. My sister calls up, I want to see you before I leave. Well, I, you know. So he says it won't start. And I'm thinking, how am I going to get up here and help him mow that lawn? I got too much stuff to do here. Oh, yeah, Chrissy's aunt blew up. So I had to hassle that. 2 or 3 trips to Neosho. Bring it back here. They said it's fixed. It wasn't fixed. But God's in control. Because if we had tried to play it this morning, there wouldn't have been any sound because it was broke. No way to fix it. So it all worked in such a way as I could hurry, and get it all fixed just in time for church Sunday morning. That's a small thing, light thing. Anyway, his lawnmower wouldn't fix it. I said, well, pull the plug out, check it, you know, check the gas line, and check the exhaust, because if the grass gets plugged, it won't kick the grass out. How many understands that? And then it won't run. Sure enough, that's what it was, right? So see, things happen. Turn to somebody and say, things happen. Praise God. Christ has redeemed us. Oh, I wish I'd get an amen there. Christ has redeemed us. That means He bought and paid for you. He's the boss. He's your owner. If you're in the kingdom of God, the king has responsibility to take care of his citizens. Praise the Lord. Our concept of God is not big enough. Like Tammy Faye used to sing, Barry's favorite lady on TV. God's bigger than any mountain you can or cannot see. Your favorite song, right? Who is Tammy Faye? Well, never mind. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that's hanged on a tree. Dear God. Have you got this in your mind this morning? That the Creator created the tree that He would come and die on as a man. I know you understand this. We may never grasp it totally, but we know enough to know that Jesus is the Son of God. Born of the Virgin Mary. Amen. So then, Christ received the death sentence. For the wages of sin is death, the Bible says. The problem is, Jesus didn't commit any sins, so how could He absorb that punishment? It was our punishment. I said it was our punishment. He came as a substitute to make atonement and reconcile us back to the Father God, which He did. Praise God. Therefore, we owe allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. Even above the American flag. So simply stated then, as we prepare to receive communion here, and I want to speak a few things about communion, is that Jesus suffered in our place. Why would He do it? I wrestle with it. I only know He loves us. That's why He did it.
You enjoy today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis, pastor and overseer of Zion Word Ministries International. For more information regarding our ministry and mission, please visit us online at zwmi.com. Once again, that's zwmi.com. Or visit us on Facebook at Zion Word Ministries International.